Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Hi, friends. Thanks for downloading the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams. Making a charitable contribution is always good for the soul, but did you know that it can also be good for your wallet? A reader named Lori asks, I purchased a painting from a nonprofit foundation. Later, I received a letter stating that the profits of the sale will benefit the organization. Does that mean that my purchase is tax deductible? If you're like Lori, you've probably purchased something from a charity or made a donation to a nonprofit organization and then wondered if you should claim it on your taxes. In this episode, I'll tell you what kinds of donations and purchases are tax deductible so you never miss a money-saving tax break. Most contributions of money or property that you make to a qualified organization are tax deductible. That means you can subtract them from your taxable income, which reduces the amount of tax you have to pay. While this tax perk sounds fantastic, there's a hurdle you have to jump over to qualify for it. Charitable contributions are deductible only when you itemize deductions on Schedule A of Form 1040, instead of claiming the standard deduction on your taxes. Making the standard deduction is always easier than itemizing deductions. However, for about one out of every four taxpayers, itemizing results in a lower tax bill. So get familiar with all the deductible expenses on Schedule A, like mortgage interest, unreimbursed expenses for your job, medical expenses, and charitable donations. Then keep track of them throughout the year, so itemizing may be an option for you at tax time. If the total of all your deductible expenses is higher than the no questions asked standard deduction, you'll come out ahead by itemizing. For 2013, here are the standard numbers by tax filing status that you'll need to beat in order to make itemizing pay off. The standard deduction for single taxpayers is $6,100. If you're married and filing jointly, it's $12,200. For head of household, it's $8,950. And if you're married but file taxes separately, it's $6,100. There are even higher standard deductions for those who are 65 or older or blind. Now that you know that itemizing deductions is required for a charitable contribution to cut your tax bill, let's discuss what types of charitable contributions are tax deductible. Donating cash to a charity is a straightforward, allowable deduction. But where things get muddy is when you purchase something that benefits a charity, like raffle tickets, a silent auction item, or artwork, like Lori did. When you receive something in return for making a charitable donation, you can only deduct the amount that exceeds the fair market value of the benefit received. For example, let's say your child's school is raising funds for a field trip. They're selling raffle tickets for a chance to win a day at the spa, valued at $250. You buy $100 worth of raffle tickets and win. Since the prize is worth more than you paid, the raffle tickets are not tax deductible. But if you paid $300 for raffle tickets and won the prize valued at $250, you could claim the additional $50 as deductible. Likewise, if you didn't win the prize, the entire amount paid to the school for raffle tickets would be deductible. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So Lori must compare what she paid for the artwork against its estimated fair market value. But how do you do that? Well, a qualified organization must give you a written statement if you make a payment of more than $75 that's partly a contribution and partly for goods and services. It must give you a good faith valuation of what you bought and explain that you can only deduct the amount you paid that exceeds it. What about if you donate personal belongings to a charity, like clothes or household goods? Well, in that case, you also need to estimate their fair market value for tax purposes. And by the way, they must be in good use condition or better to qualify as an allowable deduction. There's no set formula to calculate fair market value for inexpensive items, but it's usually far less than the retail price. Consider what an item would probably sell for on sites like eBay or Craigslist, or in a consignment or thrift shop in its current condition. If the property you donate is valuable or unique in some way, be sure to refer to IRS Publication 561 called Determining the Value of Donated Property for more information. No matter if your contribution is cash, check, or property, you must keep a record that includes the name of the organization, the date of the contribution, and the amount. For a contribution of $250 or more, you also need written acknowledgement from the organization that describes your donation, including a good faith estimate of its value. For a contribution to be tax deductible, it must be made payable to a qualified organization, never to an individual. Qualified charities include a wide variety of organizations, including schools, religious organizations, veterans groups, fraternal societies, and government branches. To see a full list or check the status of a specific organization, use the Exempt Organizations Select Check tool at irs.gov. I'll include a link in the transcript for this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about making large donations, refer to IRS Publication 526 called Charitable Contributions, or get advice from a qualified tax accountant. To read a transcript of this show, connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, or Google+. Visit the newly redesigned Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 330, called What Charitable Contributions Are Tax Deductible? I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.